With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nicolas Maduro has pled not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges. Maduro telling a judge in New York Monday, quote, "I am innocent. I am not guilty. I am a decent man." Criminal defense lawyer Elon Katz.
And today was an important day, the opening day in the Maduro case, where both Nicolas Maduro and his wife were brought before the judge, and they were allowed to plead their innocence or their lack of innocence before a judge. They both pleaded not guilty, and Mr. Maduro made it very clear before the judge that he believes that he had been kidnapped, and that he was still, at this time, the legitimate president of Venezuela.
Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is a retired naval officer, and now he may be paying a hefty price for apparently speaking out of turn. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
In November, Kelly joined five other lawmakers in a video that called on troops to uphold the Constitution and not follow illegal orders. Defense Secretary Hegseth said the censure was a necessary step toward proceedings that could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain. Kelly responded by calling the move outrageous and wrong. The senator said it sends the message to every single retired service member that if they say something Hegseth or Donald Trump doesn't like, they will come after them the same way. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dozens of residents of Michigan nursing homes have died of suspected neglect or abuse in the past 4 years. A review of state and federal records and court documents show nearly 6,000 cases of abuse, neglect, exploitation, or the poor quality of life. This is SRN News. Abortion, the leading cause of death on Earth last year.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Mayor Zoran Mondani taking the oath of office on a Quran, marking the first time a mayor of the city used Islam's religious text to be sworn in. 34-year-old Democrat becomes the first Muslim, first South Asian, and first African-born person to become mayor of this nation's most populous city. This is SRN News. Oil has given stocks a big boost.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by energy companies and banks. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 594 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%. Crude oil prices rose after U.S. forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a weekend raid. Shares of energy companies rose sharply after President Donald Trump floated a plan for U.S. oil companies to help rebuild Venezuela's oil industry. Seth Sutel, New York.
Boston Dynamics has publicly demonstrated its humanoid robot known as Atlas for the first time at the CES Tech Showcase. This life-sized robot walked and waved to the crowd, marking a significant step to build human-like robots. More details, srnnews.com.